Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Rotten Hill.
That message goes out to Tom Sandoval of Vanderpump Rules, who I was just last week on Everything Iconic complimenting on this microphone. I was complimenting that man, and that just goes to show you do not compliment a man publicly because it'll always backfire in your face. Ladies, am I right? Now, I am not proud of the words that I shared on last week's episode of Everything Iconic because here I was on the microphone saying that that man has a good heart and blah, blah, blah. And then now all this news comes out that he has betrayed our dear queen, Ariana Maddox, and I love her so dearly, and I am pissed, and I'm going to try to keep it cool for this podcast because we got a lot to break down with everything that's going on in the Vanderpump Rules universe, and so I'm going to try my best to keep it cool, and I don't want to say anything that I regret. However, I am pissed. I am pissed. I'm fired up.
Rotten Hill.
Rotten Hill is right. Rot in hell. What that man did was so nasty and so rude.
So nasty and so rude.
And now I also want to point out before we get into the muck is that everything I say in this podcast is going to be alleged because who knows what's going on legally. I don't want to get in trouble. But I'm not allegedly pissed. I'm actually pissed. It's not the amount of pissed I am is not just alleged. So I'm going to try to break this all down. And I'm recording this on Saturday. So who knows? News is trickling out every second. I feel like I need a CNN scroll or something about everything that's going on. There's people jumping in on social media and defending and saying this and that. And we're getting new information about Sheena Coldcock and Rachel's ass. That's right. I said Rachel because of Raquel. It's been also revealed in the press, and by press, I mean the blogs or someone's social media, that her name in high school was Rachel. So I'm not calling her Raquel. I'm going to call her Rachel because allegedly her name is Rachel. So I'm going to just read something. This was a People magazine headline. So People magazine, of course, People magazine's for the people. This isn't just some random outlet. This is People magazine. So this is all legit, I would say. Now, the People magazine headline, it says, Tom Sandoval and Rachel Levis affair has been going on for 6 months. Ariana Maddox devastated. This is someone she thought she knew, someone she planned to spend the rest of her life with. You can't even put into words that betrayal, a source told People magazine. Now, there are so many things with this. It says more light is being shed on the bombshell breakup between the Vanderpump Rules stars. Though news broke on Friday that Sandoval, 39, which I don't even think that's his real age, you guys. I'm not sure I should be the one blowing the lid off that, but anyway. And Maddox had split because the TomTom owner allegedly cheated with their co-star, Rachel. This has been going on upwards of 6 months, like we said. Tom was sleeping next to Ariana in the bed, and she was completely blindsided. So this was something that happened on Vanderpump Rules ages and ages ago. Remember, of course, that Kristen Doty and Jax Taylor,
Rotten Hill,
they had slept together while Tom was sleeping in the other room or on the couch or something in one of them apartments. So it all is coming full circle. And this source says this is someone she thought she knew, someone she planned to spend the rest of her life with. I think we said that part already. Maddox was there on Wednesday to see. So just this past Wednesday, Ariana was at that man's cover band show. That man's run around town with the mustache singing covers. And she was at that show. She was filming him like Kris Jenner and the Kardashians, smile on her face, filming that man on her phone because she was proud of that man that she's living with. And then come to find out after the show, she finds out this man's cheating with Rachel. Now, Rachel, it's been reported that at this show, at the Extras concert, which I think there are misleading reports that were saying that Vanderpump Rules was filming at this show on Wednesday. And from what I understand, they weren't filming there. So that, I think, information is false. And that's at least what I heard. So allegedly, the phone at the show or after the show, the phone drops and she sees all this stuff. And it's alleged that there's videos of Rachel on the phone and Tom doing inappropriate things. There's inappropriate videos. And look, we don't know the contents of those videos, but it's been reported by multiple different sources that there were inappropriate videos. And so she sees this. And Wednesday night was also when Rachel and Shishi were on Watch What Happens Live. Now, Shishi has been riding hard for Rachel. We do know that she was the one who was kind of pushing Schwartz and Rachel to hook up. Now, Schwartz had recently divorced Katie Maloney. And so, of course, Katie was already pissed at Rachel and pissed at Shishi because Sheena was pushing Rachel to hook up with her ex-husband. So Katie Maloney was saying this whole season so far, like, look, all I'm asking is that you don't hook up with my coworker. And Rachel's been in scenes this season sitting down with Katie Maloney and being like, well, I got a crush on him and I'm making out with him. And that's not acceptable behavior. Okay, so Rachel, we'll get to you in a minute. Sit tight, little bear, because I got a lot on my chest. So Rachel and Shishi were filming Watch What Happens Live, and here's Sheena riding hard for Rachel the whole entire time, and she's taking all this heat because people are saying that blah, blah, blah. So anyway, allegedly all this is happening at Tom Sandoval and the Extras show, and then Rachel and Shishi are over there with Andy Cohen on his talk show set. They wrap filming and allegedly go out to dinner. And then it's revealed to Shishi and Rachel while they're together at dinner or at a club or a bar or something. Who knows where the fuck they were. But allegedly, that's when Shishi finds out about this. And then allegedly, Shishi cold cocks Rachel's honky ass and potentially gives her like a black eye or something like that. And then they're saying they're worried about there being charges pressed. Now, I'm also hearing that this was another thing that wasn't filmed. So I don't know why there are these reports that all this stuff was being filmed. But from what I understand, once production did get word of this, they said, hey, lights up. Let's get the red light on. We're going to film. You know, we need Andy and a camera. You know, they all just imagine the Bravo HQ, just everyone in a tizzy. Because this was all happening on like a Wednesday night, right? See, Thursday then, of course, you know, every camera person, everyone is on speed dial. Andy, just, I imagine him with like one of those red president phones or something, you know, in the Oval Office, I always imagine there being like one specific phone for the president. And so that's what I picture. It's like Andy's at home with Ben and Lucy, and all of a sudden his main line rings, like the emergency line rings. And they're like, okay, we got to get a camera crew. Go on over to Valley Village. Get some eyes on Sheena. We need Lala mic'd up. Like, we need the whole gang. So then, all this is going down. There's so much happening. Kristen Doty entered the chat. Kristen Doty, of course, was ex of Tom Sandoval. And people were wondering, what's Kristen's response to this? She's no longer on the show. She posted on social media with Ariana that on Friday night or whatever night it was. And so the two of them are friends. Kristen said very firmly in the video that she's on Team Ariana. And now this is hard for me because many listeners of the show know that a couple years ago, I was the co-writer of the Fancy AF cocktail book with Ariana and Tom. So I did develop a close relationship with them, particularly a close relationship with Ariana, who I love so incredibly dearly and who's done the show a million times. And we love Ariana. She's done multiple live shows. And I always would want to see the good in Tom Sandoval, of course, because you want to believe that, right? It's tough. And so I'm embarrassed last week on the show that I was just complimenting this man and saying he's got a good heart. And then this news drops and it was just so devastating because truly Ariana is just the nicest, sweetest person. No one deserves any of this, right? No one deserves to know that your significant other of 9 years decided to have a months long affair with someone who Ariana welcomed into the group with open arms. When nobody else was welcoming Rachel into the group with open arms, guess who was? Ariana and Tom. And Tom, for other reasons than Ariana. Ariana was doing it out of the goodness of her heart. And we've seen that in time. If you go back and watch, because I've been rewatching from the beginning since I had my surgery, you go back and watch, Ariana welcomes everyone in the group with open arms at the beginning. When no one wanted to embrace Lala, you know who was really kind to Lala? Was Ariana. Rachel, you know who was kind to Rachel? Is Ariana. And so the fact that he did this with this woman who she was friends with is just disgusting. And allegedly in their house, I keep saying allegedly, you know, I don't know. I'm just used to saying that now. I don't know who's going to sue me. What are they going to sue me for? Calling her Rachel? That's her name. So apparently it was happening in the house they live in together after 9 years, whatever. And I'm sure he's going to try to, you just know he's going to try to spin this. He's going to try to spin this as like, whatever. He's going to try to spin it. And I'm going to be so pissed when he does. Anyway, what else? We got all the other people jumping in on social media. We saw Lala posting while she was getting her hair done. And, you know, I don't even always care for Lala, but now I'm watching and she's like pissed at Sandra. She's pissed. And so I can't wait for Lala at the reunion because you know who is going to be tough on him is Lala. She's going to be saying, you want to get popped? You know, that's Lala's famous phrase. She's going to say to Rachel and Tom, who wants to get popped? She can pop them all. She can pop them all. And I can't wait for it. So allegedly they're filming for a couple weeks. That's what I heard is 2 weeks. And I don't know. I don't know what I'm supposed to say, what I'm not supposed to say, but I've heard they're going to be doing 2 weeks. adding on to this season. So it's like lights up. We're going to be getting a good end of the season for this show. However, it's not even worth it. Like, it's not, even though we're going to get good TV, okay, taking that out of the equation, it's just not okay to do this to this woman who's been there. Nothing but supportive, been to all of his shows. And you know who else was at all of his shows? Is Rachel, which is disgusting now, going back and looking, that she was at every single one of his shows. There was one show she showed up at all alone. You can see videos on TikTok of her just sitting in the stands all alone. Just watching Tom Sandoval do cover music. Now, how many of those shows can you go to? Of course, Ariana was going because she was a significant other, so she's been to multiple shows. But for Rachel to be at multiple shows, watching him sing, I don't fucking Jesse's Girl or whatever, replacing it with Schwartz's Ma'am, I mean, it's just disgusting. So Lala was posting. Now, DJ James Kennedy also was posting, and DJ James Kennedy was going hard. Obviously, he's date Rachel. And I was taking Rachel's side when they broke up, and now here I am on DJ James Kennedy's side. But DJ James Kennedy was on Tom Sandoval's Instagram post and, like, talking about his cover songs and all that stuff. He was, like, saying, what the fuck is this? You know, I'm paraphrasing what he commented, but he was basically like, what the fuck, Tom? And so that was going on. Everybody has been unfollowing Rachel and Tom. And we don't know what Schwartz knew exactly. Like, there's been this story that there was a cover-up situation and that the whole Schwartz and Rachel love affair was actually just a cover-up for Tom and Rachel. But I actually don't believe that to be true. I think Schwartz was also maybe blindsided by this. That's not to say he's innocent in all of this, because he shouldn't have been hooking up with Rachel in the first place. And by the way, Rachel was also flirting, we're going to see next week on the show, with Oliver, Garcelle's son. And so... Wasn't he in a relationship or something too? I mean, what the fuck? Okay, so we don't know what Schwartz knew. We don't. That's information that's going to be revealed at a later date, apparently. Maybe he did know. Maybe it was a cover-up. I don't believe that part to be true from what I've heard, but it's very possible. Who knows what's the truth and what's not? I feel like the X-Files, what's the truth? Or what was the tagline for the X-Files? Is the truth out there? That's what I need to know. Is the truth out there?
Rotten Hill.
Rotten Hill. I'm so pissed. Rotten Hill. Jax also tweeted something like, I've always been right, which is kind of funny to me because I was like, I didn't even understand what he was saying. Like, I really tried to research. He was bragging on Twitter and he blocked me, so I don't know. But I did see the tweets and he was like bragging about how he was right. And I was like, well, what were you right about exactly? Like, I mean, I don't know. And I do want to point out that this show was built on cheating scandals. I mean, those first seasons, and I just mentioned this on the podcast, I think last week in my rewatch, it's like every single week there's a cheating scandal. But to me, this is the most egregious because they've been together 9 years living together. And it's also someone in the friend group. And I was talking to my boyfriend about this, like how disgusting it is that it was like someone in their friend group. But then I was trying to figure out, well, does that mean, do we think that he was also trying to hook up with other people on the road, other groupies or something like that? Or did he realize, or did he think like, well, if I hook up with Rachel, then we could keep it under wraps. And because why would she want this information to come out? Because if he were to just be sleeping around with groupies, that's what's also so sick about this. Not that he should be sleeping around with groupies, but I think like there's something sick and twisted about like, well, let's hook up with somebody else in the cast because they won't reveal the information publicly because Raquel looks like shit now. Or Rachel, I'm sorry to use the name Raquel. Rachel looks like shit now, so why would she want this information out? Whereas a groupie might want to post on social media and be like, well, I hooked up with them too, you know, and whatever. Or, you know, in the history of Vanderpump Rules, there's always someone, remember there was some girl that slept with James and she had like photos of him. She took photos of him in bed and then like wanted to come on the show. And then Miami Girl was confronting Tom in the bar and whatever. So... I don't know. It's sick. So it's, that whole thing is sick, but then also it's being revealed that there was an emotional aspect to this. So it wasn't even just, hooking up. It was like 6 months of emotional affair. Now also they're supposed to be filming Winter House in, I believe, a week or two, roughly a week. That's what I heard. They were going to be filming in a week, lights up in a week on Winter House. Guess who was supposed to be there? Tom and Tom. Now are Tom and Tom going to be there? Who knows? We're going to have to wait and see if they're there, but I'm sure Bravo's going to want this to carry into Winter House because no one's watching that flop show otherwise. I mean, who was watching last season of Winter House? I ask you. If you did, you had it on and you probably don't remember a goddamn thing from it because nothing happened on that show. And there had been all these reports that it's going to be people from Below Deck. I think Brian from Family Karma is supposed to be in the next Winter House and the Toms. plus Kyle and Amanda, which Lord knows what we need to do with them anymore. I mean, come on, what do we keep filming Kyle and Amanda for? Haven't we had enough? No offense to them. God bless. I hope they go off and ride into the sunset with Loverboy, but I'm not sure that we need tons more content from Kyle and Amanda. It's played out. It's played out. Anyway, so they're supposed to be filming Winter House in a week and a half or whatever. And so now what happens? So, because I hear they're going to be lights up on Vanderpump Rules for 2 more weeks for the current season that's airing. So then are we just immediately going to go into Winter House? Are they going to get Tom to just leave to go to Winter House with the other Tom so that they could film that and carry the storyline into there? I mean, what is going on, you guys? What? This is... We have to take a quick break here. We'll be back with much more. And by the way, get tickets to my live show, everythingiconic.com. You get tickets, and we're going to have to discuss a lot of this in person live shows. And maybe we'll get into this because the live shows are coming up in April, and I have so many thoughts. And so get tickets, everythingiconic.com. I think the Denver show's already sold out. So there are tickets, I believe, to Salt Lake City and Seattle. There might be one or two to Denver. I can't remember. I think it's sold out, though. But get tickets at everythingiconic.com. The shows are in April, and we're going to have so much to discuss there, live and in person, because I got a lot off my chest today. But by the way, I got plenty more to get off my chest. So, yeah, we'll be right back.
Already here on Cruises Through Jamaica.
We're just scratching the surface with all the PR of it all, because I imagine whenever stuff like this happens, you got to be real careful what you're looking out at. So you have to look at all these headlines, and you got to look at how are the PR people spinning it. Because when the initial reports come out, I always say this, that's when you can really find out. Look at, you got to parse through all this information. You got to see what seems like it's truthful and what seems like this is a PR spin. So we're going to have to be very judicious about this whole thing, because I think Tom is going to try to spin all this, and we're going to have to see how that plays out. But I don't know. It seems like, as if you look at this from an objective point of view, and every single cast member is running over to Ariana's house to support her. Every single cast member is posting on their social media in support of her. Even the people that she didn't always get along with perfectly is out on publicly supporting her. I think that tells you exactly what you need to know if you're someone who, for some reason, was maybe on the fence about this whole thing. Okay. Now, of course, there could be more information that comes out. I'm just saying, look at the details, parse through the information. Because guess who was over there? Tom's ex was over there hugging Ariana, and she was the one who was pissed at Ariana for kissing her boyfriend, whatever. But Kristen's over there supporting her. What does that tell you? Katie Maloney, she's over there with the bottle of wine. I saw paparazzi photos. There were also these paparazzi photos of Tom going to his show on, what was it, Friday night. He had another show for his little cover band. And he was going to the show, and there were paparazzi photos of him putting like suitcase in the car, and people were saying, oh, he's moving out of the house. But then it was reported that no, that was just merch he was expecting to sell at his show. You guys, what the fuck? Who's buying the merch at the show right now? If you were at that show, were people buying the merch? Like, what is going on? What is going on? And meanwhile, speaking of merch, Rachel was just on Watch What Happens Live. She was giving Andy a Tom Tom sweatshirt. And she was saying, here's the Tom Tom sweatshirt. So Andy's even posting about this. Andy's posting on social media on his Twitter. He was saying, how many parts could this reunion be? Because he's fired up. He's ready to go. You know, when Andy comes alive like that, it's like, you know, something's up, because Andy isn't always as engaged in that way. But suddenly, you know, Andy was firing on all cylinders. He's like, I don't know. It's like he threw the kids with the nanny and was like, I'm fucking ready to go. You know? He's like, let's film this shit now. So a lot is going on. What else did I miss anything? A lot is happening. We still don't know exactly about who cold cocked to, but I did hear that Sheena, which she, I'm glad she's finally seen the light. Of course, we don't support violence over here on Everything Iconic, but it does seem like Sheena was being a good friend to Rachel. And then here was Rachel betraying Sheena's best friend, Ariana. I mean, it's disgusting. It's disgusting. And so I hope that, which I just hope that Ariana knows how much we're supporting her, how much we love her. She is a gem of a human being, sweetest person. She's always been completely upfront with Tom. If you rewatch these old seasons, anytime they're having an issue, guess who communicates really well is Ariana. She tells Tom, there was a whole season, I think in season 6 or something, when they're having intimacy issues, she goes and sees a therapist and she's doing it on camera. And then she tells Tom, like, I don't feel comfortable with my body. And all of, she's being so honest and open and communicating every part of her feeling to this man on camera. And so she's always been very good at communicating where they're at. And so it's not to say that they might not have had trouble in their relationship or some problems, but a months-long affair with someone who you consider a friend, who's in your friend circle, who's also a coworker. Now, in the Katie Maloney situation with Tom Schwartz and Raquel, I actually think that they were more coworkers, right? Like, I don't think Katie and Rachel were ever friends, but I do think Ariana and Rachel were actually friends. So I still defended, though, Katie in last week's show because I said, they're still coworkers. You wouldn't want your ex-husband to be hooking up with a coworker. But in this case, it's even worse, I think, because I believe that Ariana and Rachel were actually friends, not to mention Tom and Ariana were not broken up yet. They were still living together and happily, seemingly together. So who's to know exactly what's going on behind closed doors? But to find out that your significant other, again, of 9 motherfucking years, was having an affair and just disgusted. And she supported that man through every endeavor. Every endeavor, opening up these bars, and everyone's ready to get in that sandwich shop that allegedly is opening between Katie Maloney and Ariana Madix. When that sandwich shop opens, I swear to God, you guys, we're all going there, and I will do whatever I need to do. Give them my credit card. We will support that fucking sandwich shop. Subway's dead to me at this point when that sandwich shop opens, because that's all I care about is when that sandwich shop opens. And I hope Lisa Vanderpump's invested in that sandwich shop. I hope she's getting herself a foot long for her and Ken, because that's all that she needs to invest in. I'm tired of her investing in these two men now. They got two, but she invested in these men with these two different bars. I mean, and Ariana is supporting him with the cover band. She let him come on. I did the cocktail book with them, and he came on the cocktail book, and I'm ready to do the single girl cocktail book. I mean, I'll ghost right there. I'm going to, let's make that happen, Ariana. I mean, because this is, I'm disgusted. So, and look, I feel bamboozled and betrayed too, because I was, again, just complimenting this man on the podcast, saying he has a good heart, and him and I may have had a couple differences or whatever, but for the most part, him and I always got along. And so I'm disappointed to know that he would betray someone, because I love Ariana so much. And so I just feel so strongly that it was just such an act of betrayal. And I don't know what he's thinking. Maybe it's a fucking midlife. I don't know. Is it midlife? How old is he? 41, 42? It might be a midlife crisis. Allegedly 41, 42, even though maybe the internet says 39. Who knows? Who's to say? But I don't know if this is a midlife crisis. I don't know if this is just a one-time thing. We don't know. Apparently also they're filming, and because of the situation with Rachel and Sheena, that maybe she's filming with a black eye. And oh, you guys, it's so much happening. So much is happening. And then now people are also wondering, like, are we going to get the ex-cast members to be filming? Like, Kristen was over there. Sure, they weren't filming with Kristen, but it's like, and maybe it's sick of me. And I don't know what that says about me, but I'm also like, well, I need Kristen mic'd up, you guys. I'm sorry. I'm not proud of that. I'm not proud of that. And I'm not saying it's okay or it's the right thing to do. I'm just saying that that's where my heart is at right at the moment, at the present time, as of this recording. I'm thinking, like, mic up Dodie. I'm sorry. But it's, maybe it's, I'm getting worked up. I need a
rotten hill.
I need a breather here, but I hope I broke that down. Again, everything's coming up. Information's being parsed out left and right and center. And we're going to be seeing more headlines come out about this stuff. And there's going to be PR spins in every different direction. I'm sure Raquel's probably on the phone with her crisis management PR. I'm sure she hired that same person who's done a lot of the other Bravo crisis PR management. I'm sure Tom's got his PR on the line doing crisis PR management. And we're going to see all sorts of crazy stuff. They're going to be denying things. They're going to be saying this, that, and the other. And I'm not going to be bamboozled again. I will not be. I mean, maybe I probably will be. But anyway, I do want to apologize for saying just last week on the show that I think that man has a good heart, because obviously I was wrong. And I'm going to admit when I'm wrong. You know, I like, maybe I have what's that rose-colored glasses on or something. I try to see the good in people, and I want this show. I never want to come on the podcast and just be like dragging people and saying mean things about people. I want us to all celebrate these shows. And so I always try my best when I'm recapping is to find the good in people and to also just focus on the silliness and the fun. And I just want people to giggle when they listen to the show. I'm not looking to be dragging people through the mud or hurting anyone's feelings. I always say, like, I don't want anyone to be listening to this show and feel like their feelings are hurt. And so I try very hard when I'm coming on the microphone to just find the good and find the happy and the silly and to focus on that kind of stuff so that we can all take an hour out of our days to giggle, ha ha, hee hee, and have a good time. And maybe be a little shady and have a little fun. But I never want to just like drag someone. But then in a situation like this happens, I have no choice but to get on the microphone and drag someone because I'm pissed at Tom Sandoval. Here I was calling Thomas, saying he had a good heart, saying he this, that, and the other. And I'm pissed. I'm pissed. I feel bamboozled and betrayed. That was someone I considered a friend as well. And so I don't know. Yeah. And it's just disgusting. It's just disgusting. And so one last time, I just want to say,
rotten hell.
Brittany was right. Brittany was, you know, and I just dragged Brittany last week on the show too. And on some level, she was right that they all should rot in hell. Rot in hell. Even though she ended up marrying the man that she multiple times said rot in hell. And now they have a child together. God bless. I'm happy. At least the silver lining of this is that they're both, she in particular, Ariana, is stunningly gorgeous, which by the way, she's one of the most beautiful people ever. I'm not even just saying that, just looks wise, if we're taking everything out of the else out of the equation, she's stunning. Stunning in person and also on screen. She's just a gorgeous human being, like beautiful looking, okay? But she's going to find some better man. She's going to be a woman or whoever she wants to find, and she's going to be happy and hopefully someone who will treat her right and like the queen she deserves to be treated like. Because, I am pissed. And we don't know all the information. Stuff is going to be coming out too. I also want to say that, who knows, everything can change on a dime. One of the things with these Bravo shows and these Bravo celebrities is that we go on these roller coaster rides with them. But for now, I just have to say, what a disgusting man.
Rotten hell.
And I don't know, is Tom Schwartz going to be defending that man? Because I was already pissed at that man. I'm pissed at all these men. And don't think I don't have any pissed off nature left over for Rachel, because that woman, I mean, what is she doing? What is she doing, Rachel? So who's next? She's going to go after Ken? Who's next? Lisa Vanderpump better. I don't know. It's just disgusting. And so, anyway, did I say everything that I need to say? We're going to be back later this week with the recap of the next episode of Vanderpump Rules. And hopefully this podcast episode won't age like milk like my last one did. But we're going to be trying to get all the information we can as it comes to us. But for now, I bid you adieu. I hope you're all having a safe and wonderful and happy and healthy weekend. And I hope we all can go forth and support our dear Ariana. And whatever we can do, I don't know what to do, but I hope I can do it. And I want to thank everyone who's getting us this information in real time, because it's different information is being posted about on people's social media pages, on TikTok. There's all these accounts who are breaking down everything. And it's a lot because when this was all happening, I was in a meeting, you guys. And whenever Bravo news like this breaks, I swear I hear from so many people. So I'm on a Zoom, and I always, when I'm on a Zoom, I try to put on the do not disturb thing on my phone because I don't want to be getting text messages and stuff. And thank God I did that time, because I got off the Zoom. I was on an hour and a half Zoom or something. And then I get off and I look at my phone and it's just text messages out the wazoo. I heard from more people than when my grandparents passed away. It's like more people reach out at these times than any other time in my whole life. Everyone's like, oh my God, do you see this? And so I'm get off the Zoom and I was like overwhelmed. My heart was racing. I was like, what's going on? I'm like trying to get this stuff and I'm trying to look at what's going on and I'm overwhelmed. And then I come to find out that it's him being so...
so nasty and so rude.
So nasty and so rude. So it was like an overwhelming moment. And I'm like running around like a chicken with my head cut off in the house. I'm like, Matt! shouting. And he's like, what's going on? And I was like, look at the news! You know, and when I say look at the news, I assume people are going to go to people.com or like Daily Mail or something. And then so he goes to like CNN. He's like, what news? And I'm like, no, the news, you know, go to one of the outlets of that I look at. And so then he's got to go to one of the other news outlets, the blogs, and find out all the information. But then he even got into it. He's not a big Vanderpump Rules person, but he was like ready to burn Thomas to the ground. I mean, Matt, he was not happy. And I said, Matt, if I ever go on your phone and see videos of Rachel playing with her
Rita Moreno,
I'm not going to be happy. I'm not going to be happy about it. And so I made him promise. I said, don't you ever go have a secret affair with Rachel behind my back, because otherwise I'll be pissed. So he knows. And I hope anyone out there, if you're listening and you're having a secret affair with someone in your friend group or a coworker, you need to tell your significant other right? Just break up with them. Just move out of the house, break up, and then do your affair. Then have the relationship. Don't be having the relationship while you're living in a relationship house with them. Just disgusting. I mean, unless you have an open, there's a different situation if you have an open relationship, but I'm disgusted. I've never been. You know, one thing unites Bravo people, though, the one beautiful thing about this whole situation is that it seemed like it united the Bravo community against this man. I have not seen really one thing, one post anywhere supporting that man. And so it did unite everybody. And so I feel like we're all ready to burn him down. And I'm sorry to say, figuratively, not literally. I love decorating the house and getting furniture, but sometimes it could be overwhelming to design a space. And so luckily I'm here to tell you about a company called Cozy. Now Cozy is fantastic, a North American company that thoughtfully designs furniture made for modern living. Now Cozy strives to provide the best furniture shopping experience with elegant, super high quality products, plus fast delivery and easy assembly, which is really important to me because I do not like putting together furniture. So the easier, the better for me. Now Cozy offers beautiful, customizable sofas and sectionals that are made to adapt in time. This means customers can add seats to the sofas over time. Maybe if you're extending your family, you might want more space on the couch. Cozy also offers a great range of coffee tables, washable rugs, wall shelving, credenzas, TV stands, and accessories. So much. It's thoughtfully designed furniture made for modern living. There's an outdoor sofa and tables collection that is fantastic. It's called the Mistral. So you can choose the perfect sofa configuration for your outdoor setup. Cozy also opened its first retail space on Queen Street in Toronto to push the experience to the next level and allow customers to engage physically with the products. So transform your living space today with Cozy. Visit cozy.com, spelled C-O-Z-E-Y, to start customizing your furniture today. Again, that's Cozy, C-O-Z-E-Y.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Yeah. Anyway, I love you all so much for listening. I think I got everything off my chest and I feel better. I feel like I got it out and I'm just wanting, if Ariana's listening to this and if she's not, you know, I'll reach out separately, but I hope she knows that we're rooting for her. We are all rooting for her and I will not accept anything otherwise at this time. So thank you all again.
Rotten Hill.
Love you all so much for listening. We'll be back later this week. And should we do it? Do we need it? She's a little cool down. I think we need it because I've been talking a mile a minute. I need to take a break. So let's take a deep breath in. Hold it. Breathe out. And let's take one more deep breath in. Let's just hold it. Hold it. And breathe out. And Rachel, if you're listening to this, I'm not happy with you either. I just feel like I focus a lot on Thomas, and of course he's the main one to blame here, but Rachel's not innocent in this either, by the way. Just want you to know that. And so I don't know if she did in fact cold cock her beauty pageant ass, but I just hope Rachel knows that she needs to cool it. Okay, I love you all. Bye-bye.
Hey babe, Cruz and I are packed to go to the beach. You ready to go?
Sorry honey, already here. I'm Cruz with their Jamaica.